The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Hey. The last thing that we were discussing was the question of, we had three cases, we were discussing the last two of the three cases. Rav had asserted that a korban that doesn't have any function is basically posel. So that if the shelo lishma makes it lo alu l'baalim l'shem chova, then for all intents and purposes, it also posels it completely. One of his dinim was said in the dinim menachot, which was the minchat ha'omer, and the other two were the yarshim mitzor and the yarshim nozir that didn't serve any function if they were brought shelo lishma because they couldn't be matir the nizirut for the person. They weren't makshir him, and therefore, what's the purpose? So they should be posel completely. We asked, what about the cases of kapara? Isn't it the same as kapara? So kapara is different, because the Torah is more makbid. It allows kapara l'achar mita, so clearly doesn't have to achieve anything, but not actually l'achar mita. As to why the Mishnah in Zvachim doesn't mention that shelo lishma would be possible not only by chatas and pesach, but also by asham, that's because you can't say also by asham. Would have to start explaining which Hashem, Hashem Metzora, and Hashem Nazir, as opposed to an Hashem Gezelot and Hashem Meilot. So therefore it was left out, but it certainly didn't mean to imply that there's no psul of Shelo Lishma. That was Rav's contention yesterday. Today we want to ask on him for the following. Meitve, we're on the top line of Hamad Aleph. Hashem Metzora Shenishchat Shelo Lishma, O Shalonitan Midamo, Agabe Be'onot, Areze Ole Lagabe Mizbeach, this is very clearly not like what Rav says. It says here that if you shechted a mitzvah shelo lishma, which according to Rav means it's posel completely, or if there was another problem, you didn't use its blood to put on the behonot of the mitzvah, and therefore there was another reason why it wasn't matir the mitzvah. Nonetheless, it's a perfectly kosher carbon, and it's oil on the mizbeach. And you treat it, you have to give it nesachim and so on. As far as the mitzvah, Katzern is going to need another asham. Now what does that show you? That an asham that hasn't achieved anything is a perfectly kosher carbon. You go ahead and you bring the nesachim and do anything necessary. Which shows us that Rav is completely wrong according to this braita. And indeed, to Yufta the Rav, obviously, as Tosis points out, I mean, Rav can sometimes be chaylik on a braita if he insists on doing so. We say Rav Tanu of a poly. But we understand that this is not one of those times. Now, Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer, forget about the cases of Asher Metzera and Asher Nazir, even the other case that Rav said, I disagree with him. Minchata Omer, which Rav said was also a case where if it was Nikbetz Asher Lo Lishma, that it would be completely possible because after all, its whole purpose in life is to be Matir, and if it's not coming to be Matir, then it exists as a non-korban. I say it's Kshera, but it has a little bit of a problem. Its problem is that it happens to be the day of Akravat HaOmer. And since you didn't do the Omer properly, you're not allowed to eat the very carbon that you had brought to buy Mata the Omer because that carbon wasn't properly brought. And therefore you'll have to bring another carbon to be Mata the Shirai. But after you bring the other carbon omer, now the shiraim of the first carbon omer, of course, are like any other food that had grown that year, and they become what to do. So it's a kosher carbon. The only thing they have to worry about is don't eat the shiraim until you brought another minchat omer to be matir the shiraim, that's all. But the carbon per se is a kosher carbon. So shiareo in the echalin, achitavi minchat omer acheret v'tatirena. Wait a minute. If you're telling me, this is weird, you're telling me that the shirayim aren't kosher. So that means that you just brought a carbon from something not kosher. Yeah. All right, you're not allowed to eat it. So if you bring a carbon from something not kosher, it's not kosher on the Mizbeach either. That's something that we learn out as a general rule from the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Obviously, we don't really learn it out from it. We understand that it's halacha, that it's mekubelet. But it says over there, mimashke Yisrael, which has become now the code word, the jargon word for, they're talking about the nesachim. The nesachim need to be brought from things that a human would be able to, if he's a Ben Yisrael, would be able to eat. And from there we have a general principle. Only those things which could have been kosher Yisrael would be kosher Mizbeach. So over here, the Mincha Ta'omer is not kosher in this case. So forget about the problem of Rav. Forget about the question of it doesn't have any purpose in life. But it's not even kosher for the Mizbeach because it's not kosher for you. You're saying, but it'll be kosher later. I mean, kosher later doesn't help me now, does it? Of course, you could say, I mean, isn't that true of any Omer? I mean, the Omer, when it's brought, is not kosher. Right, that's why we're bringing it then. Okay, you could say, but that's the point. It's all boyin kachat. As it's brought, it's machshir. Or you could say that's mitzvah tabikach. But there's different things that are nageh the sugya later that would address that issue. But certainly where the carbon itself is not coming in relation to the heter of chodesh at all. That certainly Reish Lakish isn't arguing about it, but Shlo Lishma was a matir. So is it not a problem of Mashki Yisrael? By the way, one of the famous issues that this is Nargea, Mashki Yisrael, is the question of the identification of musk, or more. Is more musk? Because Lechora, musk is not kosher. So why would it be allowed to be used for the Shemen HaMishkat, for the Keteres? Right, the Rambam says that more is musk. He says it's an animal derivative, as everyone knows from India, he says. It's a chaya yiduayi behodu. And people all over the world use it for perfumes. And this is like the big problem. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? How can you possibly use a chaya temea for the mizbeah? Okay, this is like a big sugya. It's not ro'i for Mashki Yisrael. Question whether, is it really... Or is it part of the animal? I mean, the Rambam says it's dam karush, which may be another way of saying it's something that it exudes. But it's a big sugya. But over here, it's a question of Mashki Yisrael. Obviously, it's possible to say mitzvah sebekach the way we would say legai the omer is later. Okay, in any event, it's just a cute side. But now, our question is, so what, in fact, is the reasoning of Reish Lakish? Omer avada barava, look, it's very simple. The any psul has to be measured for Hegdash by the question of not yet, correct? In other words, it is going to be kosher in 10 minutes when we bring the other one. You're saying, but it's not kosher yet. But not kosher yet is defined essentially as mechusar zman. It's not yet ready for the mizbeach, right? Okay, but in this case, since it's going to be ready today, this is a question that we've seen in other contexts, do we say that mechusar zman is defined by the seder of the day, or is the day either viewed as kosher or non-kosher, since ultimately it will be kosher today? That was a machlokas. If you hold ein mechusar zman lebo bayom, that's something which the very day that you have the problem of you're not yet ready to bring it, is going to be occurring within the space of the time of the day, then that is sufficient to not be considered to be mechusar zman, and therefore may measure the kashrut of the korban from the time that it is Mashke Yisrael. So any psul is going to need to be measured by its suitability for the mizbeach today. And this is suitable today. That's the point. We don't measure suitability for the mizbeach by the questions of the minute. Masiv Rav Ada Breder Yitzchak, what do you do with the contention over here about Reish Lakish claiming that there's such a thing as this type of korban? Look at this. Now, this seems to be very innocuous when you start looking at it until you realize that if Reish Lakish is right, we're going to violate what appears to be a simple rule. So we say, there are certain things that could apply to an oaf that will never apply to a mincha, and vice versa. What are they? Yesh be'ofot. And that is, look, ofot, first of all, can be brought by a group of people. So you can have shutafim that bring an oaf, but you'll recall that the introduction to the whole parsha of minachot is nefesh ki akriv. Nefesh ki akriv means an individual, who's makriv a mincha, which means you can never get together a partnership for bringing a mincha. Okay, it's nice. This is boim benidvat shnayim. We can even have two people getting together bringing ofo. Now, furthermore, it's also brought for mechusrei kapara. Mechusrei kapara, on their eighth day or on the 80th day, 40th day, whatever the case may be, are going to be able to use ofo to be machshir them to eat kachim. So this would include the Zav and the Yoledet and the Mitzorah at the proper time. Now there's no Mechusar Kippurim that is going to be Yotzei the Tuma by bringing a Mincha. And furthermore, the other interesting thing is that Huchu Michlali Suran Bekodesh, that despite the fact that they are themselves ipso facto usher to a hedyot, because the only way you remanded them was through an act that would make them into nevela. You'd have to do malika. And therefore, basically, you're bringing something which is usher for a hedyot, and you're bringing it lekodesh. So it's the kodesh that is matter what would normally be an iser. This is all true of ofot, but it's not true about menachot. You see where we're going over here. Because, I mean, according to Rish Lakish, it is. But let's finish up first the contrast of the ofot and the menachot. Yesh bi menachot that are different than ofot, in that the menachot require kli, because the komets has to be put into a kli. You never use a kli for a bird, for anything. That's one of the central issues. You're going to use your own fingernail instead of a knife. You can't use a knife to do malika. You can't use the kli to be makabel adam. Whether it was a tzad, maybe you don't ruin it by being makabel adam. But it's meant to stay in the tzavar and be sprinkled from the tzavar. Squeezed through the tzavar. That's not the case of a mincha. The mincha requires a kli. Furthermore, this is then a tenufa. You have to wave it up and down, back and forth. No such halacha by an oath. Requires hagosha. Got to bring it up to the mizbeach, touch it to the mizbeach, and before the actual hakrava. And also, there are times that a tzibur can bring a mincha. Of course, the tzibur brings the mincha to the omer, which is what we're talking about. But there's never a time that the tzibur will bring an oath. So all of these things do not appear by ofot. Now, looking back, im ita, if Reish Lakish is correct, then there is a case of a mincha, namely an omer, which is being brought shalot shema, which he's saying is kosher, and you'll find that a mincha would be hutru michlal isuran bekodesh. Here is an example of a mincha, which is, by definition, it's not going to be mutter for hedzer. And yet, for kodesh, we're saying it's kedusha is matrit. What is that? The minchas ha'omer that we're just discussing. No, come on. I mean, isn't that the point? That's what Reish Lakish is saying. In other words, if you hold that ein mechusar zman lebo bayom, then that means that the iser is irrelevant because we're not looking at the now. We're looking at the then, 10 minutes from now. So it's not that we're being matir, the non-mashke yisrael, chodesh for the migdash. It's that the chodesh is not usher anymore because it won't be usher in 10 minutes, and we don't measure it minute by minute. That's the point. So Mamela Reish Lakish would still be consistent with this. So kivan de ein bechusar zman levo vayom, then for all intents and purposes, we don't measure the isser either. So it's Lavi Surah who we're talking about, something which is definitely usher in and of itself. And that's the nevela of the Malikata of Mati Rav Sheshet. Okay, Rav Sheshet has another problem with our basic assumptions over here. Higdim matan shemen lamatan dam. Talking about the Seder of the Aveda of the Mitzera. So here it says, if the Kohen put the shemen on the bahonot of the Mitzora before he put the dam of the Asha. So he did it out of order. So what you do is refill the luk shemen, yumalenu shemen, and then put the shemen on again after having done the matan dam of the asham mitzora. Avite shemen acher matan dam. How about if you're makdim the matan bahonot to the matan sheva? So what you did was before you were mazeh lifnei Hashem the 7 times, which you're supposed to do first, and then the remainder you put on the bahonot. How about if you did the other way around? So you put the shemen onto the bahonot before you sprinkled to the petach hamishkan. The din is, again, fill up the luk shemen, yemal enu shemen, v'yachzor v'yitein, matan bahonot achar matan sheva. Go back and do it right. Now, I don't understand what you did wrong. Because what's the problem? You're not yet ready, you're saying, to do the matan shemen because you haven't done the dam. Yeah, but that's not yet, remember, is not measured by the minute. It's measured by the day. So since ultimately you're going to end up putting on the dam, what's the difference? What comes first and what comes later? Now, you understand that there's 2 completely separate issues. There's the issue of the order. Obviously, we're not saying there is no time and therefore all things occur at once and there is no such thing as order. But who's to say the order is a problem? We have no reason to believe the order is ma'akev. We do know that what it says is required is ma'akev. So you're telling me it's required that this be roi for doing shemen because we need to have dam. Fine, but that's a not yet question. It is not yet roi. But then that's measured by the day. It's not measured by the order. How do we know that this is an ordering issue as opposed to an actual time question, which would put it into the set of mechuser zman, basically? We're assuming right now that our only problem is not the order, but the inappropriateness of doing something at the wrong time. You see the difference? So therefore, we're asking, e amrit ein mechuser zman lebo bayom. So then, I don't understand. It's for all intents and purposes. It says, if you had already given the dam, because the dam will be given. So what do you have to do it again for? Amay yachzor v'yitein ma'adam anamad. You did it, you did it. What's the point? Omrif papa, no, not true. Because we have our favorite word again, havaya, that old existential term. So shani yochot mitzora, tichtiv buhu havaya. It mentions that it needs to be as is. The Amra Katuv Zot Tihiye Torata Mitzvah. It doesn't say Zot Torata Mitzvah. It says Zot Tihiye. That is to say, we existentially define it. Tihiye Bahavayata. It has to be in that defined existence. In which case, the order is important, not the time. You're right, the time doesn't exist. Fine. Call the time something that is measured by the day and not by the minute. Does that preclude the concept of order? No. So because of that, you're going to still have a ikuv based on the dinim of the havaya of the mitzora. This has nothing to do with mechuser zman at all. Forget about it. You're bringing me a raya from a completely different issue. But I myself, which is very strange, as we will point out in a minute, I myself have a problem from something that you might think is similar. And that is another issue that is brought in the dinim of the mitzorah, is that if the mitzorah ends up bringing magdim the korban chatas to the korban asham of the mitzorah. Now that seems to be a time issue again. And what happens? Oh, you'd say, so what? Or you'd say, okay, you know what? Let somebody be mamares the dam. Let him continue to stir the blood so it doesn't coagulate. Put things off for a moment. Do the shechit of the asham. Complete the whole asham necessities. And then go back and complete the aveda of the chatas. That's what I would think you could do. Not only is that not what you do, lo yachar b'maris b'dama, but there's nothing to do. And in fact, throw it all out. To ubar tzurata v'teitzei lebeit asrifa. Let it become nifsal. Here, belina, and throw it out. Why? Wait a minute. What's your problem, Rav Papa? That's out of order. Why are you saying it's a time issue? That's out of order. You yourself are the one who says order and time are two different issues. Usually we'll use time as the measurement of order, but if you want to give me a different definition of time, it doesn't preclude the reality of the fact that we experience order. So didn't you just say that yourself? Am I commotive, Rav Papa? What's going on over here? Rav Papa, he is the one who just said, or Rav Papa, who the Amar, that shiny yochot mitzora dechtiva bu havaya, and then he turns around and asks us a question which is based on the same misunderstanding that he himself just addressed. What am I missing here? Ah, Rav Papa, hachikar kashali. Rav Papa is bothered by a question of ema hanimili avodah. Hold on. Zot tiye. Torata mitzora is a reference to Torata avodah. Is shechita part of the Torata avodah? No. Okay. Then what's your problem of having shechted the chatas to the asha? A problem not of order, a problem of mechuser zman. Now I have problems myself, says Rav Papa. My answer will not apply to shechita, and yet here we're saying that shechita too will be puzzle, obviously, because we do measure the time constraints, not only the order constraints. So therefore, since shechita is lav aveda, if Reish Lakish is correct in saying that ein mechuser zman lebo bayom, yehi acher b'mareis b'dama v'likareva asham v'harelikareva chatat. Then what is the problem over here? The problem is that you're not ready. So you're not ready. But today you'll be ready. You'll be ready in a few minutes after you've finished the asham. So hold off and finish the asham. He's saying, but I did the shechita too early. What does early mean? Early is measured by the day. How can it be too early? Will it ultimately be too early? No, so it's not too early now. You're saying, but what about order? There is no din of order on non-avoda issues. That's why I've got a problem. This is a serious problem. You'll notice that the Gemara is taking for granted that the definition of time is not the dimension that makes it that all things don't happen together. Because we're willing to separate between the measurement of time and the measurement of order. Because we could conceive of order in a spatial sense as opposed to a time sense. Remarkably, there is even in physics, there is a shita that holds that. That time is irrelevant for equations completely. And that all you need to look at is order in terms of phase space, not in terms of time. This Gemara, yeah, phase, phase. In any event, but getting back to the sugya, so therefore I've got a problem. Ela Amar of Papa, Hainu Taimitere Shlakish. There's got to be a whole different issue over here. You know what it is that we don't really need the Karban Omer. That's what it is. Reish Lakish holds that there's no problem of Mashke Yisrael because as far as the Torah is concerned, the moment sun rises on the 16th of Nisan, there's no more Yisr Chodesh. Even Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam, and you have the option of bringing the Karban Omer, the morning is already Matir. By the way, I know that that's true because Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Amrei Tavayu, both of them say that Afilu Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam, Heir Mizrach, once the east lights up on the horizon of the 16th, it said, Ad Etzem Ayom Hazeh. The Etzem Ayom Hazeh is the brightness of the day. And it's Ad Velo Ad Bichlal, some of the Rishonim point out. Therefore, it means up until that instant, you don't eat from the Tevuah Chadashah. But from that instant on, you can eat from the Tevuah Chadashah. Therefore, Reish Lakish doesn't have to say, Ein Bechus Zman Lebo Bayom. He's simply relying on the fact that there's no problem of Mashke Yisrael in this case. We don't need to be Matri Sura Michlal Hedyot for Hegdash because there is no real Isser. Now, it's not that Reish Lakish, by the way, said this Beferush. La Beferush Itmar, Ela Michlala Itmar. We understand this from a comment that he made on the Mishnah that we're going to have later on. Ditnan. Ein mevi'in, it should say mevi'in minachot, is what it says in that Mishnah. You don't bring minachot, or the minchat bikurim, or even the mincha of a behema, meaning the nesachim, that come to the Beit HaMikdash, you don't bring them before the hakravat ha'omer. Ve'im hevi pasul. If you brought it before the hakravat ha'omer, then this is from the Tevuah Chadashah, it would be pasul. But if you brought it, even though there's a mitzvah, lo yavi, because as far as the Beit HaMikdash is concerned, we call Bikurim now, that we call the Shtei Alechem now, a Korban Reishit, which means this shall be the first of all your menachot in the Beit HaMikdash, as opposed to eating in your own home, which the Omer, even though it's made out of Saorin, is Mater, even the Chitim, the new Chitim. But when it comes to the Beit HaMikdash, that's not true. Because Korban Reishit, which is the Shtei Alechem, is the first of the Chitim to be brought for the Beit HaMikdash, and only afterwards bring the Chitim. So you're not supposed to. But Im Evi Kasher, nonetheless, it's not Ma'akev. The Amr of Yitzchak, and here's where we see what we thought Reish Lakish holds. Amr of Yitzchak, Amr Reish Lakish. Lo Shana Ela Ba'arba Asar B'chamisha Asar. So he says, when does this halacha apply that it would be possible if you bring it before the Omer? Yeah, it's possible on the 14th of Nisan, the 15th of Nisan. But once you brought a minchat nesachim or whatever on Shishasar, the din is imevi kasher. Alma kasavar here in Mizrach Matirs. Obviously, even though the Tevuah Chadashah asers and passels any mincha when it is aser, nonetheless, Eir Mizrach is Matir, and therefore anything brought today would be kosher. Rava says, look, I disagree with the whole contention of Rav. I disagree with him's claim that a mincha sa'imer, which was kamsa shalo lishma, is possible because it doesn't serve any purpose. I hold that minchata omer shekamsa shalo lishma is kishera, and I disagree with Reish Lakish as well. I say the shirayim are ne'achalim. I say you do not need another Minchas HaOmer. The Poso Minchas HaOmer is kosher. What do you say about that? And Eina Tzricha Minchat HaOmer Acheret LaHatirah. You know what? Because where'd you get the idea that Shelo Lishma applies to Minchat HaOmer at all? The Minchat HaOmer is a total anomaly. There is no such mincha. Would you ever hear of a mincha that can be brought the way this is brought from a Geras, Carmel, of Sorum? It's ridiculous. There's no such carbon. And the rule is that a machshava of psul, including shalol lishma, remember our rule back from Zvachim, ein machshava mo'elet, ela b'mi sh'ro'i l'avoda, b'davar sh'ro'i l'avoda, u'b'makom ha'ro'i l'avoda. You need three qualifications in order for us to consider a psul machshava, which is, of course, the psul of shalol lishma, one of the psulei machshava. Oh my gosh, Richie, watch out!
Another core is exploded.
Richie, you ain't running on no dual cores or quad cores, I guarantee. You're lucky to be having old Pentium 4. I know. So, in this case, what does that mean? Mishra Wilavoda means a Kohen is a Balmum, cannot have a Machshava that will pass. When you're talking about a Dovar Royal Avoda, you know what that means? Lafuki Minchata Omer. Is there such a thing as a Minchata Omer in any other case? This is basically a specially designed Matir, not a Mincha. So therefore, since it's an anomaly, it doesn't fit any of the dinim of the Minachot. And even if you say, well, is that really true? Mincha Sota, after all, is also brought from Sa'orin. Yeah, there's no comparison. A Minchat Sota is brought with Kemach, which is, you tell me it's a different species, but at least it fits the general rule. I mean, over here we're talking about this gross type of Geras, Carmel. I mean, it's not normal. And therefore, it's a new idea, which is something that is brought for heter. The truth is that even the Mincha Kanaut, we needed a special pasuk anyway that compared it to the Chatat. We don't have anything like that by the Omer. That comparison may well be a comparison for the Iker Din of Shelo Lishma. Over here, you're taking for granted. Why wouldn't there be a Shelo Lishma? There's a Shelo Lishma by Omer Achot, aren't there? Yes, but who's to say this is a Mincha? This is a specially designed act to be matir. You are prejudiced and say, well, since it's coming of grain, it must be a mincha. It's not called a mincha. It's not called one of the group of the korbanot mincha. It has its own special rules. So therefore, where did it ever say that you need there's a problem of shelo lishma? It doesn't fit the three requirements of a dover ha-ro'i la'avodah. So it's a chiddush. It's lo chaz. It isn't even roi for the mizbeach. The whole thing is a chiddush. And b'makom ha-ro'i la'avodah. Furthermore, it needs to be a place. That means lafuki nivgama mizbeach. That if you have a machshava during the period in which the mizbeach suffered an injury, so during that time, if they fixed the mizbeach after your machshava didn't register. It only registers when all three requirements are met. So this is a completely out of left field argument, right? I mean, here we've been bothering ourselves about whether, look, I mean, it's a given, shelo lishma, certainly it's not going to be matir. Now the question is, if it wasn't matir, does that mean that it's useless and has no identity? And according to Rav, it's not even a korban. Does it mean, as Reish Lakish says, well, no, it is a korban, but you'll need another minchas ha'omer? Comes along Rav and dismisses everybody by saying, who's to say that there's a din of shelo lishma at all?
Why isn't that Roy Lavoda?
What are we talking about? What isn't Roy Lavoda?
Well, I have these three qualifications. Say the
third one. Well, the third one is not apply. That's not what we're applying here. We're talking about a Dover Haroy Lavoda, not a Mokum Haroy Lavoda. Yeah. Can you do any Avoda with this? No. With these ingredients? Yeah, these ingredients, they're completely useless. It's not a Dover Roy Lavoda. So since it's a complete anomaly, that's what we mean by Chiddush. We have no reason to say that this Chiddush fits it right into the classification of Minachot with all that, all rights and privileges and problems that are attached to Minachot, including Shelo Lishma. It's a whole new thing. It's a matir that has its own identity, and who's to say that that Gerish Carmel is part of the din of Menachot?
If Rishon shows that the Heir Amisra is matir, why would he have to bring another Minchat Omer?
Well, everybody's matir. That, what do you mean?
If the day itself is matir, the Chadash, why would he?
Because it's possible. Because of Shalol Lishma, the Mincha that you brought.
Why does it matter?
The Torah said to bring an Omer.
Why does it say to
the Torah says bring a kosher omer?
So, but it's not that he's bringing it to be matzah.
Correct.
Just to bring it to be
right.
The carbon.
Even though lemaisa mid rabbanon we wait.
That's just a
gezeira. That's fine. Yeah, but you still need the carbon. So therefore, don't eat it either. But all of a sudden, we should be mad to you to eat it. Don't eat it until we bring the other one. Just like nobody else would eat it. But in Achinami, in terms of the carbon itself, our problem was a problem of Mashke Yisrael. It's not Roy. That's not really true. So the chi of Derabonan to wait is not a problem of Mashke Yisrael. My puffer fish is getting antsy. The parts of you that exist in Eilat can be Yotze with the 14th Matanos Levyonim, we have a special. And the rest of you can be Yotze with the other envelope. That's why we have two envelopes. There they are.
The person is physically in one place, but his heart is in another place.
Tana Rabbanan. Kishu hu omer min habakar lemata. Now, this is all based on the opening, which we already know, where we darshan all of these psukim min habeima, the original, the opening posuk. Min habeima is motzi rovea v'nirva, min habakar is to lafuke lahotzi anevad, min hatzon is even muktzev lavaris kachovim, and then it starts repeating, im ola korbano min habakar again. What's the second min habakar for? Lamata. She'ein tamud lomar, because we already said that. So the reason it says min habakar is to tell me it's got to be from an animal that isn't a treifa. Now, why in the world would I need a posik to tell me a treifa is not kosher for a carbon? Isn't it obvious if a balmum? Now again, this sounds like we're just talking about something that we picked out of a hat, which has nothing to do with anything that we've spoken about, but you'll soon see that this is extremely relevant to the discussion that we just had. Now, so we say over there, isn't it obvious if a balmum, I mean a balmum doesn't create any isurim at all for an individual to eat, okay? I mean, it's only a question for the Beit HaMikdash. We couldn't care less what an animal looks like. And a balmum, I mean, unless mahadron, I guess they have to have very beautiful, because that's what mahadron means, beautiful. So I guess that meat is particularly beautiful. Maybe there's no balmum. But for most people, if you're not makbid on that mahadron, so then balmum is kosher. But for the mizbeach, it's not kosher. So if a balmum, which is mutter for a hedyot, is nonetheless asura legavon, a treifa, which is even usur to a person... Yeah! Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't even have anything bad enough for him other than maybe... All right, so kol shekein, it should be usher without a pusik. Why do I need a pusik to usher treifa? Says the Braita, no, because chelav adam proved that that's not true. Is a hedyot allowed to eat chelav adam? No. Does the mizbeach eat chelav adam? Yes. So obviously things that are not kosher for a hedyot are kosher for the mizbeach. Chelav adam yochichu sha'asurim la'hedyot u'mutarim la'gavoha. No. That's not really much of a proof. I mean, a chelav adam are coming from an animal that's kosher. They're boim michlal heter. The problem is that particular part, actually, because that's what's miyuchad for the mizbeach, I mean, that's what I don't eat. But, I mean, a treifa, the animal as a whole is osur. And therefore, why would I think that it's going to be mutter legavoa more than a balmum?
Because of
mashtril
in the background, that would I thought.
Nope.
You can,
sure you can. Of course you can. You can eat the chalav of a chaya, sure, it's mutter. That's why it's mutter. All right, dam has other reasons. That's true. You could ask your question on dam. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, that isn't the most important part. The most important part is that let's look at the isser. The isser affects the animal. We're looking at the animal. A balmum is an animal that we wouldn't bring, even though it's a completely kosher animal. It's certainly a completely treif animal. We're not talking about what it is that we take out of that animal, maybe by definition. Because that's how they're presented. It's presented in the context of the idea. And in fact, the Torah says beferish, ki otana tati lachem lachapreo nafshotechem. It's just that that, for some reason, extends even further. But certainly it does connect to that point. But I mean, I'm polishing things. I'm saying it l'rafchata de milta. In reality, we're contrasting the animal per se with the yisur that is taken as part of the animal. So therefore, we don't need a pasuk. It should certainly be usur to the mizbeach. No, not true. What about malika? Malika, the entire bird is an avela. So a hedyer can't eat it at all. So malika tochiyash, which is all isur, and nonetheless, it's mutar l'gavoa, despite the fact it's usur lehedyot, right? It's mutar l'gavoa. Okay, but I mean, mala malika, she can kedushata o sarta. I mean, the point over here is that the only reason that it is maluka, and it isn't even muteret b'shchita, is because of the din of the kedusha itself. I mean, that's a completely different question. A treifa is just usur, because of treifot, not because a type of avoda that you need to do for it, for kedusha, is what usurs it for the hedyot. So ma she'en kein b'treifa, she'en kedusha ta osarta. So therefore, I don't understand why I can't learn it out of a Kal V'chomer. Every pircha that you have on the Kal V'chomer I've shown you is not a good pircha. Se'im he'shafta, if you finally figure out how to explain why I can't use the Kal V'chomer, then you'll know, well, it's a good thing we have that pasuk. Kishomer min ha'bakar lamata, which is unnecessary, must be coming lo tziyat ha'treifa. Okay, what do you know that I don't know? What do you mean, ime shafta? I mean, that's ridiculous to say. We don't need the pasuk, but we keep it in reserve just in case somebody comes up with a way of proving that the Kal V'chomer is not a Kal V'chomer. Obviously you know, so tell me, what's the ma'ime shafta? Omer Rav, I'll tell you why. Because we have a classic pircha on the Kal V'chomer. B'shemadikala meimar, minchat omer tochiach she'asur lehedyot u'muteret l'gavoah. The minchat omer itself is the best example. A hedyot is not allowed to have chadash, and yet we bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, I mean, but that's because the minchat omer is itself the materet. So since it's materet chadash, therefore, it makes sense that it has more chashivut and has a greater need for the Torah to be matrit for gavoah. But what does that have to do with treifa? Treifa is never needed for anything. It's never matir anything. Well, how about the minchat omer that's being brought b'shvi'it? In shvi'it, there's nothing to be matir. Not true. B'shvi'it, there's also a matir. Because things that grow on their own, it's matir tzvichin b'shvi'it. And therefore, it would also be a matir. That still would should tell me that for a case, for the tzibur to bring the minchat omer, there's no reason for us to assume that I could bring it a treifa. That would still be a Kal V'chomer from a balmum, and therefore you still haven't told me why it is that I need that pasuk. Ah, but what about Alibet Rabbi Akiva? According to Rabbi Akiva, svichin, which means things that grow up on their own, are also asurim b'shvi'it. Not per se, but in other words, as soon as the time comes where they're no longer available stam in the sada, in other words, after the zman of biur, you'd have to get rid of svichin as well. And since the deal is that when it comes to grain, which in terms of the animals, tevin vikash, is after already the early rains, so certainly there's not going to be any time where these things would be mutter on shvius that would get you into the problem of chodesh, and therefore you don't have that it's being matir as an indication that would separate it from treifa. And that is the proof that we would need the pasuk, because we disprove the Kal V'chomer. Nope. Amalei Ravach, Barabel Ravashi, it still doesn't help us. Because even Alibet Rabbi Akiva, you've got a problem. Because Minchat HaOmer is still matir, although you're right, it doesn't have anything to be matir in Eretz Yisrael, but it would still have the power of Heter because it's matir chodosh in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore it would make sense for the Torah to tell the Tzibor to bring it, but where in the world would we come to the conclusion that the Torah would say to use a treifa when a treifa has no koyach to be matir anything? And the truth is, you'll say, maybe it's not matir chodesh or chutzaretz, because anyway, chodesh is not asur chutzaretz midioraita. So if you man diomar chodesh b'chutzaretz lav diaraita, I still have a heter. You know what the heter is? The heter is itself. Because no matter what you're going to say, you're going to have to bring the Omer from the Tvuah Chadashah, even in Shvitas. And that means that the Torah is telling you, bring this, and if you eat it, you will not be over on Chodesh. Now, you may be over on the Shvias after Zman of Bior. That's all very nice. But at least you'll be Matar the Yisr of Chodesh. Now, you tell me, therefore, why I should possibly be Matar Trefa to the Mizbeach. I still don't have a reason to doubt my Kal V'chomer and to demand a Pasuk. So I'm really stuck on this. The actual question is, therefore, that we should be able to bring Trefa for the same reason. You could say the same thing about a Trefa. You're not really proving to me that I can't bring a Trefa, because you're saying, bring along the Minchata Omer, because it has the keach to be matir its own iser. That could be said of a treifa too. Bring the treifa, and that way the lav of the treifa in the treifa will become mutar, and you won't be over on eating the treifa. That, says the Gemara, is not a way to address the issue, that I need a pasuk to tell me not to bring a treifa because it should be matir, the lav should be tocha. Why in the world would I think that? Because mala minchata omer shkei mitzvah tabekach. I mean, obviously, the minchata omer, which is unique, and therefore it has to be brought only from the tefuah achadasha, otherwise it doesn't even work. And therefore, how does that prove that I cannot show you that a treifa shouldn't be brought? I can still show you that a treifa shouldn't be brought because there's no possible reason to bring a treifa and say, well, I got to bring the treifa the same way I have to bring the Minchata Omer. So then, once again, why would I think that you could bring a treifa? Says Reish Lakish, I'll tell you why you need the pasuk. Because you could always say, the Kal V'chomer is no good. Mishum digalamei merfatem haktorat yochiyach. Look, the guy who's making the ktorat is not allowed to make the ktorat. It's osur lahedyot. And nonetheless, you can make it legavoa. Make it? The guy? What are we talking about over here? The mifateim, that is a person. We're talking about the things that you bring. We're trying to show you that there would be a case where maybe I would think you could bring a treifa from, and therefore I need a pasuk to tell me you can't. You're talking about a guy who's not supposed to, I don't understand what you're saying. Sorry. I don't mean the guy. I mean the pitum haktoret. The ktoret itself, can it be used for a hedyot? Absolutely not. It is osur for anybody to light the ktoret, b'bimei riach the ktoret. Okay? But it's brought on the mizbeach. So it's osur lehetet, it's b'teret legavoa. And therefore, I'd say maybe treif is the same thing. What kind of comparison? Obviously, mefatim haktoret, that's what the mitzvah is to do. Of course. But again, there's a mitzvah to bring a treifa. So why do I need a pasuk to ask the treifa? Marbury, the Ravina Amar, Mishum Dikalamema Shabbat Yochir. Okay? On Shabbat, is a Hedyot allowed to bring any of his korbanot? No. Can you bring those korbanot to Gavoa? Yes. Therefore, a treifa as well should be brought. Mala Shabbat Shkin Utra Mechola Itzeladiot, Bimila. Shabbat is not as chomer, because Shabbat, there are times when even the Hedyot would also be Mechal Shabbos, and is supposed to. For the tzarech of a mitzvah. If you have mila, okay, fine. So how does that now show me anything about a treifa? There's never a time where I'm supposed to be doing a treifa. No, that's not a good thing, because mila is the equivalent of hekdesh. Mila isn't hedyot. Mila is tzarech hedyot. Mila mitzvahi. All right. Mala Shabbat shkein mitzvah tabekach. Look, it's the same thing. The korbanot Shabbat, can I bring them not on Shabbat? By definition, that's the chiyuv. Show me where, by definition, there's a chiyuv to bring a treifa, that therefore I need a pasuk to tell me not to bring the treifa. So I still don't know what I need this pasuk for. Ravada barav amar, I'll tell you why. Because your Kal V'chomer is no good, mishum deikel meimar, kilayim yochichu. Look, a hedyot is not allowed to wear kilayim, and yet, in order to bring these korbanot, we have to be wearing kilayim. Okay? So therefore, and there's no alternative here. I'm putting on the kilayim, and therefore I can bring the trefa as well. No, that doesn't prove anything. Because kilayim are also mutter for a regular person sometimes, whereas trefa is never mutter. So malik kilayim shken utru mechlolon it's ladiot if he's wearing tzitzit. No, but tzitzit is the equivalent of hegdish. Oto tzitzit tzorech ediotu. It's a mitzvah. That doesn't prove anything. So we still are able to say that kilayim proves that I need a pasuk for trefa. Nope. Malik kilayim shemitzvato bekach. The fact that I need to wear as a gzerat hakatuv to make the big day kohuna specifically out of tchelet and argaman together, which is kilayim, and sheish together, which is kilayim, then I've got a problem. Sheish is linen, tchelet and argaman is wool. So that is mitzvah tabakach. Can you show me that I need a pasuk for tell me not to bring a trefa where it's mitzvah tabakach? Where is it ever mitzvah tabakach? Malik lahim shemitzvah tabakach. I still don't know, darn it. Why do I need this pasuk? I have a very good kavachomer, and yet you hint that there is Fermat's last way of showing this kavachomer is no good, but we haven't found it yet, and therefore don't know why we need a pasuk. What do you know that I don't know when you say that there's something to answer that would explain why it is we can't learn out the trefa from the kavachomer and we actually need a pasuk? Omer Rav, I'll tell you why. Because we have a classic Pirchan Gavachomer. Shemadikala Meimar, Minchat Omer Tochiach, Shasur Lehetit Umuteret Lagavoa. The Minchat Omer itself is the best example. A Hedyot is not allowed to have Chodash, and yet we bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, but that's because the Minchat Omer is itself the Materet. So since it's Materet Chadash, therefore, it makes sense that it has more chashivut and has a greater need for the Torah to be matrit for gavoa. But what does that have to do with trefa? Trefa is never needed for anything. It's never matir anything. Well, how about the minchat omer that's being brought b'shvi'it? In shvi'it, there's nothing to be matir. Not true. B'shvi'it, there's also a matir. Because things that grow on their own, it's matir tzvichin b'shvi'it. And therefore, it would also be a matir. And that still would should tell me that for a case for the tzibur to bring the minchat haomer, there's no reason for us to assume that I could bring it a trefa, that would still be a kal vachomer from a balmum, and therefore you still haven't told me why it is that I need that pasuk. Ah, but what about alibi de Rabbi Akiva? According to Rabbi Akiva, svichin, which means things that grow up on their own, are also asurim b'shvi'it, not per se, but in other words, as soon as the time comes where it's no longer available stam in the sada, in other words, after the zman of biur, you'd have to get rid of svichin as well. And since the deal is that when it comes to grain, which in terms of the animals tevin v'kash, is after already the early rains, so certainly there's not going to be any time where these things would be mutter on shvius that would get you into the problem of chodesh, and therefore you don't have that it's being matir as an indication that would separate it from trefa. And that is the proof that we would need the pasuk, because we disprove the kal vachomer. Nope. Amale Ravacha bar Abba l'Ravashi, it still doesn't help us, because even alibi de Rabbi Akiva, you've got a problem. Because minchat haomer is still matir, although you're right, it doesn't have anything to be matir in Eretz Yisrael, but it would still have the power of heter because it's matir chodash in chutz la'aretz, and therefore it would make sense for the Torah to tell the tzibur to bring it, but where in the world would we come to the conclusion that the Torah would say to use a trefa when a trefa has no koyach to be matir anything? And the truth is, you'll say, maybe it's not matir chodesh in chutz la'aretz, because anyway, chodesh is not asur chutz la'aretz midiyoraita. So I feel a man yomar chodesh b'chutz la'aretz lav diyoraita, I still have a heter. You know what the heter is? The heter is itself. Because no matter what you're going to say, you're going to have to bring the omer from the tvuah chadasha, even in shvius, And that means that the Torah is telling you, bring this, and if you eat it, you will not be over on Chodesh. Now, you may be over on the Shvius after Zman of Biur. That's all very nice. But at least you'll be Matur the Yisra of Chodesh. Now, you tell me, therefore, why I should possibly be Matur Trefa to the Mizbeach. I still don't have a reason to doubt my Kal V'chomer and to demand a Pasuk. So I'm really stuck on this. The way to show that the Kal V'chomer is no good is very simple. If you're asking me to learn it out from Trefa, I will tell you, Minchat HaOmer will be Mochiach.
Following is the route from the previous Avyomi cycle.
Okay, so we're ready to between pizzas over here on Mitzvah Shabbos. Yom Rishon Shel Chol HaMoed Sukkos Tov Shin Samech Daled Maseches Menachos.
No, Rebbe, for the Shiftetzi, this is on Yom Tov.
And for the Shiftetzi, on Yom Tov, gentlemen, that's right. I don't know if you're allowed to listen in because there'd be many from a locker being done. I don't know.
It's the landlocked in Tulsa.
Hey.
That's right. It's Yom Tov day one over there.
Yeah, anyway, it would be Yom Tov, no matter what. Okay, so we got up to that hay on the Aleph. And the last thing we had learned was that the meaning of Rabbi Yirmiah's statement was that, here, Majesty, was that a korban that's coming for Heksher Kavua, not just Heksher, but that its whole purpose is to be Machsher. It's not that it's a byproduct of the korban. That's where we would say that there's no way that it's going to be kosher. It's brought shalosh months, doesn't serve any purpose. And that was Rav's real meaning. So when Rav says that an Asher Mitzera and an Asher Nazir that is coming, or the Minchas Ha'emer that are coming in Shalai Lishma, they're possible, even though the Mishnah doesn't list it, for whatever reason, the Minchas Ha'emer isn't listed because it's Betzibur, and we have three possible reasons. There's a Moshe Mitzera, because we don't want to get into the deal of the details of which Hashamayis are Gerpasa, which Hashamayis are Kosher. But the point is that any Karman that has a sole and unique purpose for Heksha, whether it's to be Matur Bakilas Kotchim, or whether it's to be Machshira Mitzera to come back into the Machaner, whether it's to allow a Nazir Tameh to be Migaleach now and to start his new Naziris, that's Heksha. That such a korban cannot be kosher if anything of it is done shor l'shma, because there's no way to distinguish between the loy olu l'shem chayva and the kashrus, because it only has that single purpose. Today we want to blow Rav out of the water, and we're going to do that with the following question. Meisvei, top line. Asham mitzorat shenishchat shor l'shma or shelo nitan midamo agabei behonot. Here it says an asham mitzera, which was of course the very case that Rav was talking about, if it shechted the shelo lishma, or maybe they didn't take the dam, they didn't put it on the thumbs and the toes of the mitzera, nonetheless, areza ole legabe mizbeach, it still has to be put onto the mizbeach, and it's to'un nisachim, you have to bring the nisachim with it, and the mitzera is going to need to bring another asham, tzarich asham acher lachshiro, to yufta, to Rav, to yufta, that's fatal. There's no way out of this. I mean, Rav says that's the case that you don't put on the Mizbeach is completely possible. Here he says you do, but the Mitzvah brings another korban. So obviously the Tana does not hold of Rav's distinction between something coming l'hakshir and something coming l'chaper. Bottom line is, there's an element of korban in every korban. Yeah. Now Reish Lakish says, Reish Rimba Lakish Amen, Minchas Omer Shekam Shesholo Lishma Ksheira, he specifically says, Yave Minchas Omer, that you did the Kemitza Shesholo Lishma, it is indeed kosher, not the way Rav said, and Shiorea Einan Ne'achon, the problem is, of course, what do you do about the Shimrayim?
If it's kosher, normally the Kohanim would be eating the Shirayim or the Omer. The only problem is, since this Omer was brought Shavuot Lishma, the Shirayim aren't kosher, because they're still Chodesh. So now, even though you're bringing it up, there's no way to eat it. So Shiyareha Eina Ne'echalin Achitavim Minchata Omer Acheret V'tati Rene. You have to bring the second Omer, that's going to be done properly, and that'll be Matir the Shirayim. But the problem is, Mikravechi Korva. So then you shouldn't be allowed to be Makrav the Korban. Because you cannot be Makrav a Korban from anything that is in kosher for a Jew to eat. And over here you're being Makrav a Korban. It says in the Yechezkel, Mashke Yisrael, mi Mashke Yisrael. Which means it has to be Gute Schnapps. No. It means that it has to be kosher for a Jew. And only such things are brought into the Beis HaMikdash. So now, you got a problem, because there doesn't seem to be a theoretical possibility of having something that the Shirayim are not kosher, but the Korban itself is kosher. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Omar Ravana Bar Ava, it does make sense, because Kesava Reish Lakish Ein Mechusar Zman Bebo Bayom. We've seen this before. The question, when something is Mechusar Zman, essentially the Omer Chodosh is Mechusar Zman, because by the end of the day it's going to be kosher for everybody to eat, whether you bring the Omer or you don't bring the Omer. So it's just Mechusar Zman. It's a question of waiting it out. So normally, when munchkins bring in pizzas, we don't stop our learning. However, thank you.
And they're all sitting there saying, what's all this?
Right, this is a case where you don't have to wait longer than the day to be matir. Since it can be matir today, it's not called Mechusar Zman. We found a shita like this, that something that on that very day you shayach to be matir is not called Mechusar Zman. Now, Mela, even though the Jew can't eat it, because, I mean, it's by him it's not an issue of Mechusar Zman, by him it's an issue of Isser. But Lagabi the Mizbeach, it's not called Mechusar Zman. That must be Rish Lakish Svar. Masi Ravada Breda Rav Yitzchak. Ravada Breda Rav Yitzchak has a brilliant question. His mom is such a nice chap. His chap is like this. If you're telling me that Lemaisa you can bring a mincha sa'imer, that is not kosher for a person, but is kosher for the Nizbeach, then that seems to belie the following brisa. Because it says, Yesh ba'ofot she'ein b'menachot, v'yesh b'menachot she'ein ba'ofot. There are certain dinim that are unique to ofot, and certain dinim that are unique to menachot. So yesh ba'ofot, what is unique to ofot that you don't find b'menachot? Sha'ofot ba'im b'nidvat shnai. First of all, a bird can be brought with two people sharing it, or more. But you can have shutafut in a korban of. You cannot have a shutafut in a mincha. Because a mincha says nefesh shetakri. Nefesh means a single person. There's no such thing as bringing a joint mincha. That's A. Now, furthermore, birds are sometimes used in cases of mechusar kapora. So someone who needs to bring a korban, when they don't have money, azava yoledes, they can bring a bird. They can never bring a mincha. Furthermore, who true michlal isuran bekodesh, there's also something unique in that a bird is actually treif, because when it goes through malika, it's not kosher for people to eat. It's a nevela, but it's kosher for kodesh. Whereas Menachos, you'll never find such a case. Now, that's what it says. And we just found such a case, according to Rish Lakish. Because we found a mincha that's not kosher for someone to eat, and yet it's kosher on the Mizbeach. Right? But first we're going to finish up the rest, and then we'll discuss the question. But we already know what the question is. So the question is obvious now, right? The Yesh B'Menachos. Now, there's things that are unique about a mincha that you don't find by birds. A mincha, first of all, a mincha requires kli. I mean, a bird never requires a kli. That's the whole point. Use your fingernail to do the malika. And it requires tnufa, hagosha, and there are menachas that are betzibur, and that's never. There's never a tzibur that brings a carbon of an oaf. But there's obviously, I mean, where there's plenty of Korbanos Tzibur that are Menachot. I mean, there's the Minchas Nesachim, first of all, that are brought with the Korbanos, and there's the Minchas HaOmer, the Shtei Alech, and the Lechem HaPanim, and Minchas Tzibur is very common. And Mashem King Bofot. Now, my question to you is, Reish Lakish, if you are right that you're allowed to bring the Korban Minchas HaOmer, it was brought to Shavuot Lishma, and therefore will not be Matir, then you're bringing them as they are something that a person can't eat. And you said that what's unique to birds as opposed to menachos is that a bird may not be kosher, but it's kosher for the mizbeach. But a mincha will never be that way. Either it's kosher for you, or it's not kosher for the mizbeach. So now you're in big trouble. V'himisa b'menachos nami mashkachas. I got you. I mean, this is a brilliant question, isn't it? I got a case in which hutru michlali surim b'kadosh. Here's a case where something is hutr on what would normally be an iser, and because it's mutter, my niyu, minchas ha'ema. Ah! Now, Reish Lakish answers that by saying, that kima de'en mechusar zman lebo bayom lav isuro. The point is that when we say that something is not mechusar zman, we're saying an interesting thing. See, normally you view the question of mechusar zman le'osayom, I have to, there's a subtle point. The question is a brilliant question. And based on what we would normally think is the meaning of lav mechusar zman ba'osayom, it's a brilliant question that has no answer. Because normally, ein mechusar zman lebo bayom means, if you have a problem, and the nature of that problem is that it's mechusar zman, so it's not on Yom HaShmini, it's still Yom HaShvi, that type of thing, or you shech b'dos of espinos, so you can't, one of them you can't shech the other one. Those kind of things have nothing to do with another Isser. The Isser is that it's Mechusar Zman. Over here there's an Isser of Chodesh. And the Isser of Chodesh is on the person. It ought to be on the Mizbeach. The fact that Yod Zed Mechusar Zman Lebo Bayom shouldn't have anything to do with the Isser. That only has to do with the Mechusar Zman. What Reish Lakish is saying is that since, as far as the Mizbeach is concerned, time on the day is not viewed as consisting of discrete entities. Either it is today or it isn't today. There's no midday or so on and so forth when it comes to the Hechsher of a Korban. Memela, as far as the Mizbeach is concerned, it's already not Chodesh. That's the point. Therefore, there is no Isser.
But what happens if the other Mincha is brought the next day?
Oh, there's no such thing.
There's no such thing.
No, it can't be, because the day itself, like today, in these times, we don't have a Minchas HaOmer, but the Chodesh becomes Mutter automatically, without the Omer. So if you skip the Omer, then anyway it's going to be Mutter. Okay, so, I mean, this is Reish Lakish's brilliant idea over here. If a Chol, you can use the Svar of Ein Mechusar Zman Lebo Bayom. So as far as the person is concerned, it's still pre-Omer. And it's Chodesh, but as far as Mizbeach is concerned, it's already post on it, so to speak. So there's no real case where we're matter the Yisr for the Mizbeach. It's just that for the Mizbeach, there is no Yisr. All right? Masa Rav Sheshes. Now Rav Sheshes got another problem, which says like this, Hikdi matan shemen lematan dam, yimaleno shemen, v'yachzor v'yiten shemen, achar matan dam. Matan behonot lematan sheva, Yimalan Hashemen, V'yachzor Yitin Matan Donot, Acha Matan Sheva. Now, the way you are understanding the idea of Ein Mechusar Zman or Boto Hayom, right? How do you understand the fact that if a Mitzora, it says over here, you brought the Matan Shemen before the Matan Dam, and actually the Asham Mitzora has to have dam, and then you take the shemen and you put it in mokum adam and so on. On this, suppose you didn't do that. Fine. So, if you put oil there first, ignore what you put down first. Now you have dam. Fill up the oil again. Take oil and put it on top of the dam. What's the problem? Same thing is true if you went ahead and you did the matan dam. The matan shemen over here, before on the toes and on the large toe and on the large on the thumb, you did it before you did the matan sheva of the shemen towards the Beis HaMikdash. And so fine, so do it again. So now I'll fill it up and take the shaman and put it on his toes now after the Matan Shaman. The Yam, but then because it's vulnerable, but you know, I don't understand. According to which, you're saying now that the fact that something isn't suitable now but will be suitable in 5 minutes is irrelevant when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so what's the difference if I did it before? So you say it would have been suitable in 5 minutes. Why do I have to do it again? And it was as if it was already suitable. It was as if I already had brought the dam then. I mean, why not? So in my yagzavite, why do you have to go back and do it again? My da avad. I mean, the same way as the omer. You could be whatever you did, you did. So I did it already. Omer papa shiny hilchot mitzora. You can't say that about a mitzora, because the Torah says zot tihiye torat mitzora. It doesn't say zot torat mitzora. It says zot torat ha'ola, zot torat ha'chatat. It says zot tihiye torat mitzora. That's a serious issue, because as we know, that word havaya is used only to define things existentially, which means you cannot make any kind of changes in the way that it is described, because that's not a detailed description, it's an existential description. This is the way it's got to be. This is what it is. So changing it turns it into something else. It's not a problem of Chusas Man. It simply isn't what the Torah defined. And therefore, in this case, it has nothing to do with not being Chusas Man Abu Bayon. So Shaina Yochas Mitzorah Dichtibu Havaya. The Yom HaKatuv Zot Tihye Torah HaMitzorah. Tihye means Behavayata Tehei. This is the way it's got to be. But, says Rav Bar, another problem. Hiktim Chatato La'ashamo. Let's see, we're marked in the Chatas of the Mitzorah to the Yashim. So, Lo Yehe Echad Mimareis Bidama. You cannot ask another Kohen, why don't you just keep stirring the dam, and then we'll take care of the asham before we get to the chatas, and then we'll do the zrika of the chatas. No, it's totally ruined because you did the shchita of the chatas before the asham. Hello to ubad surata, you let it basically stay overnight and rot. Vatetze the beit asrifa. So what are you asking? And you're asking what? Because it shouldn't be Mechusas Man Abobi. What's the difference if I brought the Chatas first? And so that's the question. But you already answered that question. You said that anything that has to do with Mitzorah, it says Zot Tihiyah. This is the way it's got to be. So one of the things the Torah said, Zot Tihiyah, is you bring the Hashem, then you bring the Chatas, no? So what's he asking? Michael Messer Rav Papa. Why is Rav Papa asking this question? Well, Rav Papa, who the armor? I thought it was just Rav Papa who was the one who said that Shani Yochot Mitzorah Dechtiva Bu Havaya. Didn't he say that Mitzorah is different because it uses the Lashon Havaya there? No, but Rav Papa's got a problem here. Rav Papa Okikakashima. Rav Papa was thinking like this. Ema Hani Mili Avoda. I mean, when it says Zotiyeh Torah Mitzorah, so I'm talking about other things besides the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, right? But Shechita is not really part of the Avoda. This is the primary place where there's the long discussion among the Rishonim as to what we mean when we say Shechita is not an Avoda. Yeah. We've seen many times that Shechita is not Avoda, and we know that it doesn't act as Avoda. I mean, first of all, a Zar is kosher for Shechita. So, I mean, if it were an avoda, why wouldn't we need a kohen for it? Now, Tosis has problems with that, as we'll see later on, why he's got problems. By the way, there's another problem here. I mean, if we're talking about we have the dam, then we already did the Kabbalah. If we did the Kabbalah, we already did an avoda. So what's the problem? I mean, that's nothing to do with the shchita. Okay, so that we show him answer by saying that since it only says hikdim, the chatas to the asham, it doesn't say in what. It's much better even just hikdim and the shkita would itself have been an issue, you see. It's true the case that we have is already hikdim the Kabbalah, but if the whole issue was the Kabbalah, it would have said that. If you would have said kibel dama chatas if any dama, because that would be the problem, not the shkita itself. In any event, there's... Tosfos has an interesting approach, which is where you find the dinim that are Aveda, we always find that the din that affects the the item affects the doer of the avodah. Let's say you need to do Kabbalah b'tzafin on Kachri Kachri. So the Kohen has to be b'tzafin too, not just the act has to be done b'tzafin. But when it comes to Shechita, the Shechita has to be b'tzafin, but the doer of it can be standing outside with a long knife, mashma that... Yeah, the Gemara, we had it out in the Gemara. So if it were a din and aveda, then it would have affected the individual who's doing the avodah, not just the act. Right, so apparently there's a difference in the whole nature of Shechita and other things. There's also a very simple pirish of one of the Balei HaTosfos, which is that we can't call Shechita an aveda because Shechita is just as relevant to Chulon as it is to Kachri. In which case, Shechita isn't something that is specific for aveda. It's just that in order for us to be able to use the animal for what we need to do, whether it's for Chulon or whether it's for Kachri, we need to do Shechita. So you can't call that an aveda. That's a very simple, clear-cut definition. It may be something you have to do, but you don't have to do it because of the Kachri element in it. You'd have to do it no matter what use you're going to make it, even if you wanted to just eat it.
According to that,
Malika
would perhaps might be an avoda.
Malika
cannot be done with
Kohen. That's right. That's right. And it indeed can only be done by a Kohen.
But the Korban in this in and of itself can't be done without.
Right, right. But that's like a condition. That's a condition for having the Korban.
Like similar as being Tahor. Or
yeah, that's right. But it's not itself an avoda.
The difference between Zbich and Shechita, but it doesn't matter. That this mice is no different.
And
we call it
zvicha
when it's touched,
but
we don't call it
zvicha
by.
No, it's zavachta kasher tzivisicha is by chulin also. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. So, but in any event, so what Rav Papa was thinking is this din of bahavaya is only referring to aveda. Okay, but shechita is not an aveda; wouldn't be referring to it. In which case, the only problem is that it's out of order. But out of order is a time issue, which is essentially mechus zman. But Rish Lakish is claiming that time doesn't matter when it's only issues within the day, so then it shouldn't matter when it comes to the Shechita. Now that is a problem. According to him, Yen Mechus Zman Lebo Bayom. So if indeed there's no Mechus Zman Lebo Bayom, so why don't we just have Echad Mimareis B'dama and let the Kohen indeed stir the blood, V'lakriv Asham, V'hadalakriv Chatat, then go back, bring the Asham, and you bring the Chatas. Elam Rav Papa, therefore, says Rav Papa, I believe that actually Reish Lakish was not saying his din about the Omer based on this issue of there not being Mechusar Zman. I think there's a very simple explanation. Reish Lakish's Shita is that the day of the 16th of Nisan is actually Matir Chadash in the morning. And the bringing of the Omer is a mitzvah, but, and in fact, we wouldn't eat it, according to Rashi, to mitzvahs I say, not to eat it. According to Tosfos, it's a heder not to eat it. But we won't eat it until the Omer, but over here, since I already brought the carbon, so fine, it's already brought. I mean, so it's kosher. As far as the Shirayim, we will keep our mitzvahs I say, or our heder mitzvah, in order to wait until the Omer. And therefore, it's not really an issue. Our initial question was based on a misunderstanding. We asked for Mashke Yisrael, but it really is Mutter Yisrael. So you can forget this whole business about Ein Mechus Zman Lebo Bayom, because indeed it ends up with problems in this issue of the Chatas and the Asher. Derib Yochan, Reish Lakish, Damer Tavayu, Afilu Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, even at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, where you can bring a carbon omer, nonetheless, Heir Mizrach, on the 16th day of Nisan, as soon as it gets light, it is already Matir Chodesh, now becomes Mutter, because the meaning of Ad Etzem Hayom, the meaning of Etzem is the idea of the coming of the day. Rashi brings the Targum, is Bukhran. Bukhran is the Bukhira, as it starts to get light.
No, not necessarily.
It doesn't necessarily mean midday. Over there. It just means it'll be in broad daylight.
Right.
you'll be able to see. But I mean, it's a different sense. Yeah, no, for sure it's a different sense, but I don't know if it's opposed to. Fine. V'hadav Rish Lakish lab b'feirushit. Now, the truth is that Rish Lakish doesn't say b'feirush that he holds this, but I can derive it from the following. Yom Echola Yitzmar Ditznan. Ein mevim minchat bikurim u minchat behema kodem la'omer. You can't bring a mincha either of the, meaning of the bikurim or of minchas nesachim, is what we mean by minchat behema, before you bring the omer, because it's not kosher. And im hevi, if you brought it, it would be pasul. Whereas when it comes to kodem l'shtei alechem, you're also not supposed to bring chitin before bringing the shtei alechem. So l'chatchila lo yavi, but because for the Beis HaMikdash, the shtei alechem is the thing that's matir chodosh. But im hevi kasher, it's not ma'akev over there. And what's important is that Reish Lakish is quoted by Rabbi Yitzchak as having saying that this din of bringing before the Omer being pasul is only if it was on the 14th or the 15th, Lo Shana Ba'arbasar U'B'Chamishasar, meaning of Nisan, but B'Shishasar, on the 16th of Nisan, he may be, would be Kasher. Why? Must be Hamakasava, Heir Mizrach Matir. Now, this is not really true, because you can't prove from here that Heir Mizrach Matir, maybe the reason is because Eimuchus is Man L'Bobayom. I mean, you haven't proven that it's different than we said in Amud Aleph. But the point is, since we've shown that it's not sustainable because of the contradiction in the din of Chatas V'Arsham, L'Gabi the Mitzera, so we've given up on Eimuchus is Man L'Bobayom, so we're left with no other valid explanation other than to say that he holds that Heir Mizrach is Matir. So it's not that we're really adding very much with this, because we already know what was behind it. We're just going now to the source of the original halacha in Reish Lakish. This is how Tosis explains it in the Shita. V'Rav Amar. Rav says, Minchas HaOmer Shekam Tshuva L'Shma, I got news for you, is not only kosher, but you can even eat the Shirayim. The Shirayim Ne'achalim. And you don't bring another minchas ha'omer. So I have a completely new concept of this. And this is the exact opposite of Rav. What Rav said was that if something is coming l'hachshir, and you mess it up by doing it as k'mitzah shel lishma, then it's completely meaningless to bring it, because it doesn't have any element of korban in it except to be matir chadosh. It's not being matir chadosh. Therefore, the whole thing is a joke. And what Rava says is exactly the opposite. Because what I hold, says Rava, is that a machshava doesn't help of shalom lishma when it comes to the minchas ha'omer. She'ein machshava mo'elet, because the ruling is a machshava is only a meaningful machshava if, A, it's misharo'i la'avoda, it has to be somebody who himself can do the aveda, but not if, let's say, he's a Baal Mum or something. It has to be B'davar HaRa'ui La'avoda. It's got to be something that is usable for Aveda. Well, now let me ask you something. This Minchas HaOmer, the Machshava Shel Lishma, Lo Lishma for what? Minchas HaOmer is completely useless. Think about it. It can't be used for anything else in the world. It's a totally useless carbon. First of all, it's made out of saorim. There ain't no other carbon made out of saorim. You say, even what about Minchas Kanoz? Right. Well, first of all, Minchas Kanoz isn't itself. It's also not a carbon as a birava. But even if it would be, over here it's Geres Carmel. I mean, it's made out of, it's not made out of flour. It's made out of basically crushed grains that are still damp. I mean, it's useless. So when he's having a Machshava Shalol Lishma, Machshava Shalol Lishma for what? So it's not a dover, a royal avoda b'chol. The exact opposite. He makes it makes basically an advantage out of Rav's problem. Rav is saying, well, it's only coming to be matir, so now it's completely messed up. Rav says exactly the opposite. Since it's useless for anything else, your machshav is meaningless. Is there a problem in this part of the sukkah? Oh, there's a smell coming from...
No, there's a breeze.
Oh, a breeze. Okay.
have a machshava that you couldn't have. You just go through a machshava that had no basis for anything. We're not machshava.
And it has to be a makom haro'i la'avodah. So the misharo'i la'avodah, that's la'afuke, to the exclusion of a kohen or bal mum. A bedover haro'i la'avodah, that's la'afuke minchas ha'omer. The lo chazeh, it's a useless thing. It's only used for this, the chiddushu. If there was a pagam on the mizbeach, so you can't have a machshava under those circumstances. Now, if the mizbeach was fixed, say, okay, but he already ruined it. No, he didn't ruin it, because it's not a makom haro'i la'avodah at all. Good. Now, we're about to engage in a brisa, which we're bringing over here because there are implications in our sugya of the Minchas HaOmer into this brisa. So it's very much it's very tangential at the beginning, and it only sort of joins up with our sugya as we get into it in a bit. Now, what the sugya is interested in showing is there are two times when it says in Vayikra, right at the opening, when it talks about Min HaBeima, Min HaBakar, or Min HaTzon. Now, we darshan each one of those mins. Min HaBeima, Min HaBakar, Min HaTzon. So that we dash in Mafuke Roveya, Nirva, Muks, and so on and so forth. And then it says in Min HaBakar, and we dash in that to say the second one is to tell me it can't be a treifa. Min HaBakar, not all HaBakar, not treifa. So Kishu Omer, it says the Brisa, Tanarabban, Kishu Omer, Min HaBakar Lemata, and the second passage, that's to tell Shein Tamad Loma, why do I have to say that? Eralot Sita Treifa. Now, you'll say to yourself, why do I need a pasuk to be motzi a treifa? I mean, isn't it obvious that if the Torah says you can't even bring a balmum, now balmum, I'm allowed to eat, you're allowed to eat, and it doesn't matter what it looks like, and nonetheless, it's not suitable for the migdash because it's not nice enough. So, kosher you get a treifa that none of us are allowed to eat. I mean, for sure, Mizbeach is not allowed to eat a treifa. So, what do I need a pasuk for to tell me such a thing? Uma balmum shemuteret lehediot. Asura legavoa, treifa sh'asura lehediot, ain't no din sh'asura legavoa. I mean, so by the same token, you could say that the mizbeach is not allowed to have any chela for dam. I thought that's the whole point. I mean, we're not allowed to eat chela. So say, well, chorchkin mizbeach is not allowed to eat chela. I mean, he says chela v'dam yochir shurim lehediot. I mean, there's many things that are also lehediot, and by the nature of the korban or mutar legavoa. Ah, come on, but Mala Chela Vadam, I mean, she came by in Bichlal Heter. I mean, the Chela Vadam is the part. I mean, the animal is a kosher animal. Question, which part is Roila Mizbeach? Which part? I mean, that's not a fair comparison. Oh, the animal's not a kosher animal. You wouldn't be allowed to eat it. So why would I think the Mizbeach is allowed to eat it? So my betrayal is Kula Asura. So therefore, no tame Muteret Megavar. Without a prophet, it shouldn't be Mutter to the base of English. Well, now, wait a minute, I could say, what about Malika? I mean, Malika's an Avela, you're not allowed to eat Malika, and the Mizbeach is allowed to eat Malika, so clearly that the fact that you can't eat something doesn't prove it. So it's Kula Asura, and the whole animal, the whole bird is Asur, and nonetheless, it's Asur Lehetitu Mutarat Lagavah. Yeah, come on, B'malo Malika, she can't do Shatah Otsavtah. I mean, obviously, the thing that made it mutter to the Bizbeach, which was the act of Malika, is the thing that answered it to you. I mean, that obviously that's a unique situation. I mean, you can't say, well, here we're talking about before it became Kodesh B'chlal. It's treifa. Now we're thinking, is it suitable or is it not suitable? How do you bring a riot for Malika? Well, that's the whole point. I mean, so Mashenka be treifa? Mashenka do shato sata?
You're missing the process by which people can eat birds. You did the Malika. The fact is that the Torah says this is the way you need to do it in order for it to be a kosher carbon. But there was nothing there that would.
But it's the act of carbon itself that makes it also for the person. You can't say something that was also outside of carbon now should be roy for carbon because of a case where the act of making it a carbon is the thing that makes it also to people.
Versus the essence.
So there's no comparison. So fine. The im he shapta. Now, if you find an answer, I'm not going to tell you what it is. So then, if you find an answer to why this is not a good kal vachomer, then I'll tell you. It says min habakar lamata to tell me about your satreza. Ah, come on, that's not fair. My shafta. Well, what's the answer? You told me if you find the answer, then you'll know why we need the pasuk. Basically, I mean, so tell me what is the answer? My me shafta. Omar Rav says Rav, and here we get to our sugya. Mishum de'ika lameimar minchata omer tochiyah. The very fact that I bring a carbon omer, how can I bring a carbon omer? I mean, after all, it's asur lehadya to muteret legavoa. I'm bringing the omer from a mincha that is not kosher.
No, not according to.
No, okay, fine. This is how it is. This is where it's getting involved. But I mean, that's not a point. I mean, ma'ala minchas omer shekein materas chodesh. I mean, I don't understand that. But isn't that the point? The minchas omer is a very chashava thing because what it's coming for is the heter of the. I mean, so a thing that's coming lahat here. Okay, maybe it's that mila of it that allows it to be brought, and therefore, I mean, but the treifa doesn't do anything. I mean, the treifa is just black. I mean, what does the treifa have to do with what I'm bringing it for? Well, how about a minchas omer that's being brought in Shemitah?
Because it's not being matzah or anything?
Yeah. Well, I mean, even in Shemitah, there's svichin. I mean, shkeim atar svichin b'shvias.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting ahead of yourself. Rabbi Akiva, the Omar Tzvichin Asher Mishvias. Well, what about the old Tzvichin Rosser? And points Rav Acha Bar Abba, L'Rava, L'Ravashi. And what about according to Rabbi Akiva, you'd still be able to say, Ma'ala Mincha Zarmish Kein Materas Chodesh B'Chutzlaetz. This is what happens in the Daf Yomi. We've got now two people that are going to know the Gemara in advance. So we won't have to say the daf at all. Lafiu on the Omar Chodesh bechutzlar it's lav diraisa. And even if you would say that the Gemara holds, as our esteemed colleague here that already come to this conclusion, the Dover Pasha, the Gemara, since it didn't say it must have held that shriyas, that is Chodesh bechutzlar it's not diraisa, and therefore it wouldn't make any nafkamina to bring the Omer, it's not really being matcha Chodesh bechutzlar. You can still say that if you feel a little bit of Rabbi Akiva, it's still coming lahatir lab shebetocha. In other words, you're saying, okay, if I'm going to be eating this grain in Shemitah, it's not kosher anyway because it's Shemitah. A little bit of Rabbi Akiva, even if it's fish, right? Fine, but it's also because it's chodesh. It's not only also because it's Shemitah. So now, if I eat it now after I bring the Omer, it's only also because of Shemitah. So, I mean, it still is going to have an impact, and it's, Richie, you were doing so well. What happened?
It's
the hog,
I'm telling you.
I hit a plateau. You look to me like you're skiing downhill.
Well, exactly. Into a valley.
Is it clear that we bring Omer and
Shemitah? Is this sure? So, Omer le Ravach, me dipte Ravina. Wait a second. If that's what it is, you could say the same thing about a treifa. Because you could say, a treifa nami, takriv, let's bring the treifa, v'tatir lav shebetocha. If that's the case, you could say, fine, I'll learn out from the minchas ha'omer to do the same thing for the treifa. And I will say that if somebody eats now this treifa, he won't be over on the lav of treifa. Yeah, I mean, you're saying I should use the minchas ha'omer as a marker to show why I need the pasuk. So I could say, fine, let me need the pasuk, because if not, I would have learned from the minchas ha'omer that where there's an iser, you can remove that element of the iser in this carbon. Fine, so I'll bring a treifa, and in this particular carbon treifa, removing the element of the iser. I mean, I could say that too. Okay, so let me say it a different way, all right? Ma'ala minchas ha'omer shekein mitzvata b'kach. I mean, the point over here is that I can't bring a carbon to be matir chodesh unless I'm bringing it from Yoshan, for God's sake. I mean, so how can you use that as a model to say something else. The whole point of this carbon is that it's being matter the yisur. That's why I'm bringing it. That it's being matter the yashem. So obviously, such a case. It's what am I going to say? Mut. Let me now bring a treifa, because one. Why should I think I could bring a treifa? So why I'm still left
I'm
now?
Anything,
yes, of course. I mean, why should I bring a treifa? So this also is no good. Reish Lakish. Okay, I'll tell you why. Mishum Dikala Meimar Befatim Aktaras Yochiach. Look, somebody makes Ktaras, okay? Now, that is Aser LaHedyot. It is absolutely prohibited to use the Ktaras for Hedyot, but it's Mutter LaGavoa. But what are you talking about? Mefatim. The Mefatim? Mefatim Gavrahu. Mefatim is a man. I thought we were trying to find a case where something is Mutter from the Mizbeah. Fine, okay, stop being so pedantic. Pitom Akhtaras Yochiach, okay? Forget about the Fatim. So now, we have the Akhtaras. Usher for a regular person, Mutter for the Mizbeach. So? Gee, Mala Pitom Akhtaras came in Tzvosa Bekach. I wonder who thought that out. The Pitom Akhtaras is also in Tzvosa Bekach. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Gee. Okay, so what do we do? Barbara Ravina says, all right, I'll tell you why we can't learn it out from the Kav Chomer. Because I could say Shabbos proves. Because Shabbos, I'm not allowed to shecht an animal and eat it on Shabbos, but the Mizbeach is. So there are things that are usher to me and that are mutter to the Mizbeach. So maybe treifa too?
Yeah, time. Yeah.
Well, why not? So far, it's the best.
Yeah, okay, well.
But wait a minute. Shabbos isn't a good proof either, because there's times when Shabbos is mutter even for non-Mizbeah. I mean, how about Mila? You do Mila on Shabbos, so that's not the same as treif. I mean, treif is never mutter. Come on, Mila Tzorek Hedyatu. I mean, Mila is a mitzvah. I mean, that doesn't prove anything. It's a Shabbos. So, fine. So, the same way you could do things for the Mizbeach on Shabbos, you could do things for mitzvahs. I mean, that's not called a heter lehedyot.
The knife, if I ask you the knife by now, you could do the Mila with it, right? You're just proving that it's not Tzorek Hedyatu.
I mean, it enters into the sugi Mrs. Lavlahenis didn't know. If that's all you're trying to say, then just say Mrs. Lavlahenis didn't know, and sort of mitzvah proves it's not. I mean, unless you're admitting that Mrs. Lavlahenis didn't know includes a different element, it doesn't necessarily prove it's not the Torah. But fine, it's very sweet. Ravada Bab. Mishum de'ika l'meimar kilayim tochiyach. How about kilayim? Kilayim are usher for a hedyot, but they're mutter, the big day kahuna. You got to have kilayim. Did I? I didn't think so. Oh, that's your favorite. Right, sorry. So Shabbos doesn't prove anything, because how in the world are you going to bring the korban on Shabbos if you don't bring it on Shabbos? I mean, it's a serious problem. You've got Shabbos is tamid and Shabbos is musaf, and gee, you're going to say, but it's Shabbos, so I can't bring the musaf shel Shabbos. I mean, it's obviously it's mitzvah b'kach. So Rav Bar Abba says, well, what about kalayim? We can use kalayim as a proof. Don't prove that treifas or vaday yosef and the mizbeach just because they're also ahead yet, because here. Kilayim are usher for a hedyot, and a mutter for the mizbeach.
What kilayim are mutter for mizbeach?
The big day kahuna.
Yeah.
Well, we did the same thing for Shabbos. That was
you actually liked it for Shabbos.
Yeah, you said it was okay. now you don't like it. Okay, you do. It's necessary for avodah on the mizbeach.
Wouldn't the beggar do in the same context as shechita? It's like a condition of...
No, it's a condition only of avodah, the beggar. You can shech stark naked.
Well,
Well, no, wait a minute. Malik Laim, Kalayim Ramutar by a head yet, and if he's wearing tzitzis. So that doesn't prove anything, because I can also wear Kalayim. Well, but tzitzis are a mitzvah. After tzitzis, that's a head yet, it's a mitzvah. He. No,
but
now. But
it's only a beged. It's for your own private use.
So it's not the same. So, exactly. So your point wasn't the same.
Why? The night for the mitzvah of, I have to do the bris.
I understand. So you see that we don't need your svara for that. Because you're not going to say mitzvah v'av l'anis nitha memela if you asked yourself, right? Okay. So, also tzar mitzvah tzar chadit mitzvahi. So it's a good proof. Now we know. No. Malik Laim Shemitzvase Bekach. It's the same problem. The Torah says, in order to be able to do the Avodah, you have to be wearing the Avnate, even if you're a Kohen Hedjet. You can't do Avodah without an Avnate. What are we going to do that without Kilayim? So therefore, since it's Mitzvase Bekach, you cannot prove a Trefa. The Trefa is never going to be comparable. Therefore, it should be Osir even without a Pasek. Why do I need that pasuk? Find out tomorrow. Tomorrow in Barnea's Sukkah at 9:30.
Just to clarify,
Nachmiel Sukkah.